everyone he meets, he says a stranger. Welcome to Fly High Ministries, everybody. Really good to be with you today. I pray that the Lord is blessing you and keeping you no matter where you're at and no matter what you're doing. Today's message is Jesus, the Secret Agent Man. Jesus, the Secret Agent Man. In this sermon today, I want to discuss to you what the Bible says about spies and what's going on in America today with everyone seems to be spying on everybody else. I thought, well, what does the Bible say about spies? Well, you know, the Bible talks about that there was 12 spies. And although the spies brought back a cluster of grapes so large that it took two men to carry it in Numbers 13:23, only two of the 12 brought back a good report to the land. So of all the 12 spies, only of the two spies, they brought back a good report. In the book of Numbers, the 12 spies were a group of Israelite chieftains, one from each of the 12 tribes, who were dispatched by Moses to scout out the land of Canaan for 40 years during the time the Israelites were in the desert. This account is found in Numbers 13, verse 1 through 14. You see, God had promised Abraham that there would be a promised land for the nations to come out of his son Isaac. So the land of Canaan, which the spies were to explore, were the same promised land. And when 10 of the 12 spies told lies about the land, they were slandered because they believed God had promised them. They did not believe that God could help them, and the people as a whole were persuaded that it was not possible to take the land. So as a result, the entire nation was made to wander in the desert for 40 years until almost the entire generation of men had died. That was Joshua and Caleb were the two spies who brought back a good report and believed that God would help them succeed. They were the only two men from their generation permitted to go into the promised lands after the time of the wandering. So out of there were 12 spies that was sent out by Moses to scout out the land, to spy on this land, and only two of the 12 believed that God could give them the promised lands. What about you today? Do you believe that God could do something great in your life? Maybe there's something very difficult in your life that is somehow hard to believe. But I'm here to tell you today, I believe that Jesus Christ can do great miracles still as he did back in that day. So what God had promised, he promised the Israelites they'd be able to conquer the land with its incumbent Canaanite nations. So Moses instructed the spies to report back to the agriculture and lay of the land. During their tour, however, the spies saw fortified cities and resident giants, which frightened them and led them to believe that the Israelites would not be able to conquer the land as God has promised them. So Moses sent out 12 spies to look at the land of Canaan. 10 of them came back and said, "These giants are way too big, and there's no way God can help us conquer this land." And then, on top of that, you got 10 of the 12 spies decided to bring back a false report, emphasizing the difficulty of the task before them. And the Bible says in Numbers 13, verse 28 and 27, chapter 13, verse 28, 27 and 28, they gave Moses this account. "We went into the land in which you sent us, and it does flow with milk and honey. Here's its fruits. But the people who live there are very powerful, and the cities are fortified and very large. We even saw descendants of Anak there." So here it is. God wants to give them the land of milk and honey, but they don't believe that they have the power or the strength to defeat this land of giants. But out of the 12 spies that went into the land of Canaan, two of them did come back with good report. And these two spies were Joshua and Caleb. And not only did they go along with, they did not go along with the majority and try to convince the Israelites that they could not conquer the land. However, the Israelites believed the majority's conclusion. And this is why they wandered in the desert for 40 years. And all of the spies except Joshua and Caleb were struck down with a plague and died. And then Caleb silenced the people before Moses and said, "You should go up and take possession of the land, for we have certainly do it." And this is Numbers 13:30, Numbers chapter 13, verse 30. There's only two of the spies. You see, we live in a generation where a lot of spying is going on, not only on the American people, but a lot of spying is going on around many nations. But, you know, spying is not different, is no different back then as it is today. We as an American people are being spied on every day. At the same time, we are doing our own spying. I'm here to tell you that Jesus Christ is a secret agent man, because he is also spying on the devil. Jesus Christ is doing his own spying. You see, the Bible talks a lot about that Joshua. He was a fierce warrior, and he was chosen to as a representative from their tribe, Ephraim, to explore the land of Canaan, and was in agreement with Caleb that the promised land would be conquered. And after that incident with the 12 spies, Joshua lived through the 40 years wandering period and had named successors to Moses, who instructed by God, Joshua completed the task of leading the Israelites into the promised lands and to take possession of it. And also, the Bible says that Joshua also was the leader in renewing the Mosaic covenant with our Lord. So Caleb was from another tribe of Judah, and he was also chosen to explore the land of Canaan. And he was along with Joshua and the other man who said that God of the Bible could help the Israelite people to victory against the Canaanites. So God promised Caleb and Joshua that they would receive the land which they had explored for themselves and their descendants. And Caleb was also told that he would live to go into the promised lands. Yes, Moses sent out 12 spies to go first scout and to spy and to take over the land. Why does someone send a spy? Is because their main objective is to take over the land. So the names of these 12 spies that were sent out by Moses from the 12 tribes of Israel were Shammah, the son of Zachur, that was from the tribe of Reuben. Shaphat, son of Hori, from the tribe of Simeon. Caleb, son of Jophunneh, from the tribe of Judah. Egal, son of Joseph from the tribe of Issachar. Hosea or Joshua, son of Nun from the tribe of Ephraim. And Palti, son of Rufai from the tribe of Benjamin. And Gadiel, son of Zodai from the tribe of Zebulun. And Gadi, son of Zusi from the tribe of Manasseh. Emael, son of Gamali from the tribe of Dan, and Zethar, son of Michael, from the tribe of Eshar, and Nebai, son of Vasphi, from the tribe of Naphtali, and Gul, son of Maki, from the tribe of Gad. Out of these 12 tribes, only two brought back a good report, and only two believed that they could conquer them. Only two believed that, and the 10... During the 40 years of wandering, those 10 that did not believe that they could conquer the promised lands, they ended up dying in the wilderness, or they died of some kind of disease or plague. There is a promised land in your life that God wants you to conquer. There is a promised land, I believe, in your life that God wants you to conquer. But I also believe that doubt can keep you from conquering that promised land. Sometimes looking at the situation in a negative light can also keep you from entering into that promised land. And I believe today, I'm talking to a certain few people, the reason why you have not went to the promised lands is because you've brought back false report, or you simply just don't believe that God can take you there. You simply have lost trust and faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. I'm also have a hard time believing. God is sometimes hard to understand, and God is sometimes hard to believe, but I'm here to tell you the reason why possibly that you're not entering into your promised land is because you are looking at the situation in a negative way instead of a positive and believing that God can help you. We need to trust in our Lord Jesus, and we need to believe that He can take out the giants of our own life. We need to also believe that our mighty God can take out the giants. Just like David killed Goliath and was able to take out the giant, I'm here to tell you that Jesus wants to take out the giants in your life. And I believe that Jesus... He was a secret agent, man, to take out the giant of the devil. Oh, come on, somebody. So, you know, some people have different views of the word spies. You know, but the truth of the matter is these were 12 scouts. 12 observers or 12 spies that went out to spy the land. So the consequences that happened when the Israelites' disbelief of this false report amounted to the acceptance of Lashon Hara against the land of Israel, in Numbers chapter 13, verse 31 through 33, the Bible says, "But the men who had gone up with him said, 'We can't attack those people, they are stronger than we are.' And they spread a bad report about the land they had explored," they said. "The land we explored devours those living in it. All the people we saw there were a great size. We saw Nephilim, they're the descendants of Anak, come from Nephilim. We seem like grasshoppers in our own eyes, and we look the same to them." Look, I don't care how big your God is, we're just too small, they said. This was 12 of these spies. They reported back to Moses and said, "We just can't defeat them." I'm here to tell you, because of their disbelief and doubt, that they did not move in to conquer the promised lands. And this was considered a grave sin in God's sight. And corresponding to the 40 days that the spies toured the land, their God decreed that the Israelites would wander in the wilderness for 40 years as a result of their unwillingness to take the land. Moreover, the entire generation of men who left Egypt during the Exodus would die in the desert, saved from for Joshua and Caleb, who did not slander the land. For 40 years, the Israelites wandered in the desert, eating quail and manna, the Bible says. They were led into the promised land by Joshua. The victory at Jericho marked the beginning of the possession of the land. as victories were won, the tract of land were assigned to each tribe, and they lived peacefully with each other. The God of the Bible brought victories where needed, and His promise to Abraham was fulfilled. I'm here to tell you that the Bible does talk a lot about spies, and Jesus could possibly be a secret agent, man. Jesus possibly could be a secret agent, man, to scout out the devil's schemes, to spy on the devil, and He also defeated Satan on the cross. But let's be honest, there is totally illegal spying on the American people all across the board right now. Americans are being spied upon. Satan is spying on you, and Satan is spying on me. Satan is using evil organizations across America to spy on the American people. But even though Satan is spying on the American people, I want to tell you that Jesus Christ is also doing some spying Himself. You see, in the Bible, we see that many passages that Jehovah God would send spies to spy out the land, and Jesus sent spies when He would send judgment on a nation that He would spy. So who is spying on you today? Somebody is spying on you. Somebody is spying on you. Somebody is watching you today. Satan is either watching you or Jesus is watching your evil acts. Either way, you might think you're spying on somebody, but, you know, somebody's also spying on you. We were just told that Fed workers are spying on one another. We were just told that banks are spying on their customers. Shopping mall workers are spying on shoppers, and hotels are also spying, and cameras are on every corner spying on you, and pastors are spying on you in your church, and teachers are spying on their students, and stores are spying on people that use cash. There's a lot of spies in America. Everybody seems to be watching everybody. But I'm here to tell you, in the Bible, spies are and spying was held to an utter contempt. Spying was a despicable business 3,700 years ago, and it is much more despicable today. You know, Joseph was the ruler of Egypt when his brother came down to Canaan to buy grain. Joseph accused his brothers of the worst crime imaginable. He called them what? Spies. And Joseph, the Bible says in Genesis chapter 42, verse 9, and Joseph remembered the dreams when he dreamed of them and said unto them, ye are spies to see the nakedness of the land. Ye are come. Joseph accused his brother of spying out the land of Egypt. Joseph's brother denied that they were spies because they told him that they were honest men. Genesis 40, chapter 42, verse 10 and 11. And they said unto him, no, my Lord, but to buy food are thy servants come. We are all the man's sons. We are honest men. Thy servants are no spies. Yes, in the New Covenant, the Messiah was shadowed day and night by spies hired by the religious leaders. Jesus was shadowed everywhere He went. Everywhere Jesus went to perform the miracles, there were spies. The religious leaders of that day sent their own spies to watch Jesus to report back to Him. And even we know that Judas was a spy. Judas betrayed Jesus Christ. Judas spied on Jesus. Judas would report back to the religious Pharisees to spy out every act that Jesus did. Spies were so much back in the Bible today as it is now. In the Bible, in Luke chapter 20, verse 20, so they watched Him and sent spies who pretended to be the righteous, that they might seize on His words in order to deliver Him to the power and the authority of the governor. You see, spies were sent to trap Jesus in His words. spies were sent to trap Jesus. You know, spies are through every generation, but it seems to me more and more spies are getting stronger in America. We are turning into the Stasi nation where everyone is spying on everyone today. Just like these religious leaders were sending spies to spy out every move of Jesus Christ, they are also sending spies to watch every move of the American people. Satan is spying on you to trap you. I'm here to tell you that spies do exist. Spies are real today. Spies are everywhere. And we need to mind our own business, the Bible says. We need to mind our own business, the Bible says, and stop spying on everybody else. Mind your own business. In Psalms chapter 71, verse 10, the Bible says, "For my enemies talk about me, and those who spy on me plot together." You know, the Bible says, and David here, that when your enemies spy on you, they are plotting to harm you. So why would someone spy on you if their intentions were not to harm you? This is exactly what David was saying in the Bible. He was saying that his enemies were spying on him to harm him. Now what? Now who's spying on you? Who is spying on you today? I don't know about you, but Jesus could possibly be a secret agent man. Jesus could possibly be a secret agent man. Jesus Christ could possibly be a secret agent man. I have no clue. All I know now of latest reports, we have to accept the very fact that possibly our own government is spying on us today, and now that is a problem. That is a problem when your own government starts spying on you. Are they spying on you to protect you, or are they spying on you to harm you? This is a line that continues to be addressed across the nation. When Jesus would send a spy to another land, it was to spy. When Moses sent his spies, they were to spy, gather information, then attack. The Bible talks a lot about spies. We need to take this very serious in light of what's happening in America and in light of what is happening around us. There is people that are spying on you to take away your liberty today. There are nations that are spying on America to take our freedoms. There are people that are spying on you to catch you to take away your freedom. In Galatians chapter 2, verse 4, this issue arose because of a false brother smuggling in who came in secretly to spy on our freedoms that we have in Jesus Christ in order to enslave us. Here in Galatians 2, 4, we have somebody basically sneaking into the church, spying on people, and so they could trap them and take away their freedoms. What did they want to do? They wanted to spy out their liberty, which they had in Jesus Christ, in the practice of the Christian religion. The liberty refers to was doubtless the liberty from this painful, expensive, and onerous rite of the Jewish religion. But what was their object in spying out the liberty which Paul and others had? It was undoubtedly to be witnesses of the fact that they did not observe the peculiar rites of the Mosaic Law. They're saying, I want to spy on you because you don't do things the way our church does it. You act a little bit differently than the way we act. I'm sending my own spies to observe how you live. You need to be very careful of who you let in your home today. Some of these contractors, these plumbing contractors, or some of these plumbers, or electricians, some of these people who come into your home to work on your home, they're spies. They're coming to watch you. They want to know everything about your business. And basically, they would spy in the Bible, they would spy on the Apostle Paul to point out his faults because he wasn't like them. See, he had liberty in Jesus Christ, just like the church folks like to find fault in you. But you don't have to be bound by religion today. You can be free with Jesus Christ. You need Jesus and Jesus alone. It's about Jesus, and it's about Jesus alone. But please understand what the Bible says. The Bible says that they came to spy out their liberty. So what did they do? They wanted to spy on why these guys were so free. See, you are free today. So spies are coming all over the world on you because they want to take away your freedom. And this is why it is a very scary thing when we're told to spy on one another, when the Bible says that spying is wrong and to mind your own business. You see, spying, the Bible says spying on people are wrong. And there's scriptures in the Bible that will tell you that you need to mind your own damn business. Stop spying on me and mind your own damn business. So why do they send a spy to move? Well, number one is to take away your freedom. If you are free today and you feel free, Satan is going to send a spy. And his plan is to take away your freedom, your liberty, your humanity, and your love for Jesus Christ. Come on, somebody. Judas infiltrated into the 12 disciples to spy on Jesus' and to hand him over to be crucified. The Bible talks a lot about spying. We as a nation, we need to really reevaluate ourselves. We are being spied on today by every new technology, your iPhone, someone is watching you and spying on you. You're being spied on with your iPhone. You're being spied on with your iPad. You are just plain out being spied on everywhere you go. Everywhere you go, somebody is watching you. But the Bible says, stop spying on me and mind your own business. The Bible makes a few references to the spying out the land. This was done when the Israelites were at war against other nations. A few spies were sent to enemy territory to assess the landscape and the size of the army they would need before going into battle. There is no scripture in the Old or New Testament where God encourages His people to spy on personal lives of fellow men or even their enemies. There's nowhere in the Bible that says you should spy on other people. There's a huge difference between spying on the land and spying upon someone's freedom. This is the difference in the Bible. There's very difference of spying out the land and spying upon someone's freedom. And I'm here to tell you today, we got a lot of spies spying on America, spying upon your freedom today. And this is evil and this is wrong and it's from the pit of hell. You see, in the book of Galatians, the Bible makes reference to false brothers who infiltrated the congregation to spy upon the freedom of true Christians. That's in Galatians 2, chapter 2, verse 4 and 5. But according to the Holy Scriptures, God disapproves of those who spy, stalk, or meddle in other people's affairs. Look, stop spying on me and mind your own damn business and leave me alone. Stop spying on me and mind your own business. In fact, those who meddle in other people's lives uninvited are committing a sin that God categorizes with murder and theft. Under the Mosaic law, Jews who committed murder were sentenced to death. Those who stole had to repay up to fivefold what they took, or they had to be sold as slaves for compensation. These are not minor repercussions. Jesus also taught Christians not to be meddlesome. According to the scriptures, during a conversation with his disciples, Jesus told one of them to mind his own business because he was inquiring about something that did not concern him in John chapter 21 verse 23. Jesus even said, mind your own business. We need to stop spying on other American people, and we need to start minding our own business. If someone is doing wrong today, our God, our Lord Jesus, will expose it. His service is to pray for the wrongdoing to be uncovered. You pray for the wrongdoing to be uncovered, and God will answer the request in His own time. The Bible talks a lot about minding our own business and that we should not spy on other people. The Bible talks about that we should not spy on other people's freedom. I'm here to tell you today, we got a lot of these big organizations trying to spy out your freedom today. We got a lot of people in the church spying out on the people of the congregation. Oh, they want to know and they want to meddle in your business. They want to follow you and know everything about you. These kind of spies are evil. And this is unscriptural, and God says you should not spy, but you should mind your own business. In 1 Thessalonians 4:11, the Bible says, and to make it your aim to live quietly and to mind, as we ordered you, to mind your own business and to work with your hands just as we ordered you. 2 Thessalonians 3:11 says, for we hear certain ones are walking disorderly among you, not working at all, but meddling with what does not concern them. Why don't you mind your own business and stop spying on me? Mind your own business. And at the time, they also learned to be unoccupied. Gadding around to the house is just not only unoccupied, but also gossipers and meddlers in other people's affairs, talking of things they ought not. 1 Timothy 5:13. How many people are spying on you today? Was Jesus Christ a secret agent man? Did He come to spy on you? Or did He come to give you salvation? Did Jesus Christ come to give you salvation? Yes, spies are very big in the Bible. We have a lot of spies in our history. Yes, there's a lot of spies in our history. We have the British had a secret service going back to the time of Queen Elizabeth I of the MI5 and MI6 was formed in 1908. The Germans are coming, the Germans are coming, their spies are everywhere. It was beyond belief that this lying propaganda was allowed to be published because of the British. There's so much history of spies. I can go on and on for another half hour on this. But I'm here to tell you that the Bible talks a lot about spies. And there's a lot of history about spies. And I want to ask you, are you being spied on today? Bible says stop spying and mind your own damn business. Stop spying on me and mind your own damn business. Leave me alone. Mind your own damn business. We need Jesus back in America, and we need Him now.
There's a man who leads a life of danger. To everyone he meets, he says a stranger. With every move he makes, another chance. Secret. Hey. faith can